أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين، من الآن إلى لقاء يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. May Allah inshallah accept our a'mal, dua and prayers in this month inshallah. Recite louder salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
One of the doubts in salat, that if you have that doubt it's okay, and there is a special way that you can keep your salat sahih and okay, is we said that only in the salat that has four rak'ah, right? After the second sajda in the salat, four rak'ah in the second rak'ah, the second sajda that you are there, if you have a doubt after the second sajda, you have a doubt, did I say two rak'ah or three rak'ah? Make sense? After the second sajda, in the second rak'ah, you have a doubt. Did I say two rak'ah or three rak'ah? Okay? First you think about this. In special, you know, normal time, few seconds, you try to think, is it two rak'ah or three rak'ah? If you have even a little bit ihtimal, a little bit, you know that possibility that it's going to be three rak'ah or two rak'ah, you follow that possibility. If not, it's 50-50. I don't know which is really, what rak'ah is that? You count it as the third rak'ah. You said, inshallah, this is the third rak'ah, and then you follow your salat. Make sense? I don't know what's going on. I said, inshallah, this is the third rak'ah, and then I add another rak'ah. It's going to be four rak'ah and finish it. However, after salat, I will do one rak'ah salat, ihtiyat. One rak'ah ihtiyat. And one rak'ah is Allahu Akbar, one rak'ah salat, and then without qunut. One rak'ah, you sit down, salam, that's it. Make sense? So if I have the doubt between two or three, in four rak'ah salat, if you remember the night before we said that, in three rak'ah or two rak'ah salat wajib, the doubts are in rak'ah are batal, right? It makes the salat batal. In salat four rak'ah, after the second sajda of second rak'ah, I will inshallah make it the count it as the third rak'ah and then finish. Recite Lauda Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Ahsant, ahsant. Alhamdulillah, I don't see many kids here. Alhamdulillah, people are listening very well, mashallah. I didn't know that they want to talk about, you know, the graves and cemeteries and stuff like that. I swear I didn't know that it happened. I didn't even know that tonight I want to talk about it. Last night I just thought about it. But as I promised, inshallah, tonight we will review the topic of death, mouth, and afterlife quickly. We will, inshallah, mention only a very few of the facts that are about the death, and also after death, after life, what is going to happen. This topic, dhikr al-maut, or the topic of the, you know, remembering maut, remembering death, is one of the most important topics, I can say, after tawheed. In Quran, this section, the first section, inshallah, I'll try to give an introduction, and then inshallah, we'll go to the actual topic. So, in Quran, we have 1,200 ayat about death, about akhirah, about afterlife. 1,200 ayat we have about this topic. Almost one fifth of the total Quran is about this. You see how important is that? I can say almost, when you look at every page in Quran, there is something about death, there is something about maut, there is something about akhirah, there is something remembering maut. It's that important. And in Rivayat, thousands and thousands of Rivayat we have about this topic. Baharul Amwar, that you heard about it, 110 volumes. 3 volumes Allama Majlisi dedicated about this topic. 3 volumes, 6, 7, and 8 volume of Bahar al-Anwar is just about this topic. See how important is the topic of maut or death. And we have many riwayat from Ahlul Bayt that they recommend this, recommend to remember death. Remember that yes, one day you have to think about purchasing somewhere the permanent house for yourself. This is the topic. We have a lot of recommendations from Ahlul Bayt. Narrated this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْغُلُوبِ تَسْلَعُ كَمَا يَسْلَعُ الْحَدِيدِ. The way that an iron would get rust on it, would get rusty, your qulub, your hearts would get rust as well. The way that iron get rust, your heart would get rust as well. But the thing that would clean, if they want to clean an iron that is rusty, what do they put? Some acid or something on it to clean it, right? The way that you clean your heart that would get rust is through ذكر الموت. فما جلاؤها قال ذكر الموت وتلاوة القرآن. The way that you can clean this rusty heart is through the remembrance of death, maut, and recitation of Quran. It's good that every other times we have some people come here, talk about the graves, talk about purchasing, talk about getting ready for that, talk about shroud. It's good actually. So it will remind us about this topic. And it's not a topic, you know, some people think it's a topic that would depress us. It would upset us. We shouldn't talk about this topic. You know what? It's not good. We hear a lot about this that, you know, let's not talk about this. It is totally opposite when you look around the riwayat and ayat of Quran. That it said, no, you have to remember this topic. Rasulullah has been narrated from him, remembering death will revive your hearts, would keep your hearts alive, would keep your heart alive. Narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen, من أكثر من ذكر الموت نجا من خداء الدنيا. Whoever remember the dhikr of maut, remember marg, remember death a lot, that person is safe from the temptation of this dunya. Because this dunya is very tempting. That person will be safe from the temptation of dunya. Of course, I have to get ready to go. Some people, as I said, think, oh, it's very upsetting, it's stressing, I shouldn't talk about this. They don't know that. This is totally opposite of the recommendations that we have from Ahlul Bayt. The reason that this, some people, they don't want to hear this topic, or they're scared of this topic, you know why? Because they don't want to leave. They're not ready to leave this, to leave this dunya, to leave this world. And narrated from Imam Hadith says, do you know why people are scared of death? Because of the jahl. تخاف من الموت لأنك لا تعرفه. You're scared of death because you don't know about it. It's something unknown. You think it's scary, it's horrible, so that's why I don't like it, I don't want it. You know, it's like a baby in his mother's womb. If you tell him, let's go to dunya, let's live this little world that you have for yourself, let's live it, go to the better dunya. There's enough space for you, you know, a lot of good foods and nice cars and everything. You know what he would say? Leave me alone. I'm fine here. I don't want to go there. It's scary. I don't like to live this dunya that I am in. You tell him what kind of dunya you're at. It's so, you know, dirty and blood. And where do you want to live? You have to go there. No, I don't want. I'm okay here. Leave me alone. It isn't going to go back. Go to this dunya. That's why when they come out, they cry. When they want to come to this dunya, they cry. They don't want it because it's unknown. Because they have jahl. They are scared of this dunya. Why? Because they don't know what's going on with this dunya. I'm going so quickly. Okay, Sayyid, you said the dhikr of maut and remembering death is good. But it's good for older people, not younger ones. Because we get depressed. We are young and we don't like to hear the things. Because, oh, where is death? I'm still too young. So you know what? I have to think about education. I have to think about my job. And I'm going to get married. And I'm going to have children. And then, So this is upsetting and stressing for young people. Why we have to have this topic for youth and older, younger friends? That is actually opposite, because for youth, it is more important to pay attention to this topic. It is more important to pay attention because I give you two reasons. Okay. The first reason is that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, what you saw here. Every single human being would experience death. And the scary part is that death would not announce it, that I'm coming. It's not going to say, hello, by the way, tomorrow morning I'm coming. No. No matter how old I am, I might be a target for death. How many people you saw in your community around you that they were young, they passed away, old passed away, all around the world, all this shuhada that they were talking about. The majority of them, the age range probably is below 20, maybe 20, 20 something. Death is not going to announce it. So I said, no, inshallah, I'm thinking about living and then getting married. It's good to have target, you have a goal in your life, but you have to know no one is secure from death. And even when you get old, you don't know that if you have time to fix things. So if our youth know the topic of death, they will use every single opportunity since they're young in their life. The second reason is because Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, he recommended to his young son, to Imam Hassan, look at this. In Nahj al-Balagha, you can find it. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's recommending his young son, if it was, Ya Bunay, oh my dear son, Akthir Dhikr al-Maut, remember the topic of death a lot. Remember it a lot. Wa dhikra ma tahjumu alay, wa ta'li ba'da al-Maut ilayhi, waj'alahu amamaka hata. Remember death a lot, and remember what will come after death, because it comes suddenly. Put death in front of your eyes so you can see it all the time. He is recommending his young son about it. If it was bad for you to hear it, Amir al-Mu'mineen would not do it, right? So this is a topic that we have to pay attention to, no matter what. If I'm a young person, I still, inshallah, have opportunities, but it'll give me more time that whatever I want to do in this dunya, I know that I don't know when it's going to be the time for me to go. If I'm older one, I know that I'm closer. I know I'm so close. So I have to pay attention. What I did before, I have to compensate. I have to do more or better things in my life. This was an introduction to tell you that it is not a topic to scare people, it's not a topic to depress people. This is one of those topics according to ayat and rivayat. If you want to reach peace, you have to remember death a lot. And I want to give you a quote. I don't know why, maybe you know. Whenever we have this topic, remember maut, it comes with akthir, a lot. Remember a lot. It doesn't just say remember. No, it says akthir, always says dhikr al-maut. You have to remember a lot. You have to think about it a lot. That is something that I have to always, like Imam Ali says, you have to put it in front of your eyes. I have to remember it a lot. I have to think about this a lot. So, inshallah, like he said, I want to go to the second part, to some of the sums of the facts of death and afterlife. This is a topic that we can talk the whole Ramadan about this. But very quickly, I want to go through it. And inshallah, you can sleep tonight, inshallah. If you recite salawat ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. My goal is that you can't sleep tonight, inshallah. So that means, you know, that speech worked. According to the riwayat that we have, there are some occasions and some places that we will see, we will experience since the time of death all the way through going to afterlife and then Qiyamah and the Day of Judgment. Some people say seven places, seven occasions, many, many occasions. Let's stay with the seven. I want to talk about some of these occasions that every single of us would experience it sooner or later. We have to know about this, brother. We have to know about this. The first place and the first experience that we have is عند الوفاة. At the time that Hazrat Israel would come and says, Brother Ahmad, that's time to go. Sister Maryam, it's time to go. Are you packed or not? I didn't know that you're coming. I'm sorry. That is the time that we have to go. عند الوفاة, when it's the time to die, when Israel is going to take my soul, it can be the sweetest experience